Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this edition of the Anthony Johnson Show. Let's get started. So, Donald Trump is in the news. Energizer Bunny. No matter what he does, just doesn't seem to stick to him. And these recent stories about him, you know, grabbing women's, it just goes to show this is, in essence, the absolute worst presidential campaign, quite possibly, in American history. I mean, it's just bad all over. Donald Trump should have been out of this a long time ago, a very, very, very long time ago. But he continues to stay. And he continues to stay because he has a group of people. He has a following who supports him, no matter what he does, he continues to stay in this race. And everybody keeps saying, "Oh, well, it's time for him to go. It's time for him to be gone. He needs to drop out." This guy's not going anywhere. Why? Why does he? His attitude is, "Why should he drop out?" He has no reason. Donald Trump is being accused by several women of touching them inappropriately. Some people, there's a story floating around about him touching a 10-year-old, and none of this is sticking. Does this remind you of anybody? And what I mean by not sticking, Bill Clinton. You guys remember President Clinton, he was Governor Clinton of Arkansas. And remember when he decided to run and all these allegations of Jennifer Flowers, just a pantheon of women coming out saying, "Yeah, this guy, he's a groper, he's this, he's that, he's so forth and so forth." And none of this stuff stuck on him. I mean, Clinton ultimately became president of the United States, not once, but twice. And now Donald Trump, who's running, everybody is saying, "Oh, what he said was scandal." Well, yeah. The only difference between people saying, "Well, Bill Clinton didn't say that, Anthony. He didn't say, grabbing a woman by their private parts." No, he didn't say it. But he acted foolishly when it came to women as an elected official, as governor, and then later as president of the United States with the Monica Lewinsky buffoonery, the foolishness. So Donald Trump, if people thought like, "Okay, that's it, time to wrap it up, finally, after more than a year of this guy's antics," Donald Trump is not going anywhere. Donald Trump is going to see this through. Leaving now, he's not going to get any benefits that await him after losing. See, a lot of these guys who end up not becoming president, they end up segueing it into something lucrative, whether it's a book deal, whether it's a talk show, something. So Donald Trump's attitude is, why leave? Why get out? Yes, I know I'm an idiot. I know I'm a sexist. I know I'm a racist. I know I'm a buffoon. But I know on election night, November 8th, I'm going to get a lot of votes. I'm not going to win, but I'm going to get a lot of votes. And that opens up a new generation, of the racist, the sexist, misogynist, the bigot. All of these things that fall into place. This is what Donald Trump has done. He's opened up those floodgates. They'll be talking about Donald Trump for many years. They'll be talking about Donald Trump, this presidential election, which I believe Hillary Clinton will go on and win it. They'll be talking about Donald Trump's antics, his foolishness, long, long after Hillary Clinton has left office. Long after Hillary Clinton has left office. They won't be talking about her. They won't be talking about her being the first a woman president of the United States. They won't. They'll be talking about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is ushering in a new politician, a homophobic politician, a racist politician. And they're going to run on those issues. They're going to run on those issues. They're not going to hide it anymore. They're not going to keep it, you know, hidden away. The racist politician is saying, finally, finally, we can be ourselves. We can come on out and share our feelings with the world. We don't have to hide it anymore. Yay. Yay, yay, yay. Yes, that's what it is. Because the bottom line is they don't have to do it anymore. The bottom line is that they know that there's going to be people out here who are going to support them no matter what. And that's a powerful thing. That's powerful. And Donald Trump, like I said, Donald Trump is not going, he's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. As much as everybody wants him to just go away and disappear, Donald Trump is not going anywhere. 20-some-odd days before election. But we live in two Americas, ladies and gentlemen. The two Americas, and sadly, is that in a Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton, can do these vile things to women. And there's really not a peep out of whether it's the anti-rape or the feminist groups that go after these guys. And yet, these same groups that I talk about go after individuals like Bill Cosby. They go after individuals like Nate Parker. Now, here at the Anthony Johnson Show, we're not going to sit here and go back and forth about is Bill Cosby guilty of these allegations or not. I mentioned Bill Cosby and Nate Parker, the director of The Birth of a Nation that's playing in theaters now, because, as I said, the anti-rape organizations, the feminist groups, they go after Bill Cosby and Nate Parker every day. But individuals like Ben Roethlisberger, who was accused of not once, but multiple times, of rape, quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Donald Trump. Now you see these women coming forth about what he did to them. President Bill Clinton. Women have come out over the years about what he's done, and I don't hear a peep. I have never seen a peep out of those anti-rape or feminist groups. It's like they pick and choose who they're going to go after. It's almost like they say, well, you know what? We like Donald Trump. And despite his foolishness, we like him. He's controversial. He makes us laugh. Bill Clinton, he's the former president, great charisma. The Stanford swimmer that raped an unconscious woman behind a dumpster. We like them guys. So we're not going to go after them. And they haven't. But, people of color, black men, other men of color, oh, no, we got to go after them. We have to go after them. And that's basically what it is when I say there are two Americas. Donald Trump doesn't have to leave. He doesn't have to change any tactics. And he's not going to change any tactics. I think it's crystal clear, ladies and gentlemen, that he's going to lose, and he knows he's going to lose. But that's not going to stop him from doing what, sowing the seeds. And that's the part that I think the majority of America just don't get. They just don't get it until it happens. And then we become, as a society, we will become reactive. Then it would be like, oh, you got to go out and vote for this Democrat, because if you don't vote for this Democrat, the world is going to come to an end. These politicians are going to be running, and Reagan, everybody talks about how much they love Ronald Reagan, you know, particularly Republicans, you know, Saint Reagan. Donald Trump, believe it or not, is entering that level of Ronald Reagan lore. None of the stories about Ronald Reagan, this benevolent, you know, good man, is true. Absolutely not true. Republicans love him. Oh, he did this. Oh, he did this. No, he didn't. He kept a large part, the majority of Americans, in poverty. What's funny is the very Republicans who sang his praises are the ones who were drastically affected by him. The middle class Republicans who had voted for Reagan, because Reagan promised them the moon and the stars, blamed everything on black people and people of color. That's why, you know, their taxes were high, blah, blah, blah. All the while they were just laughing at the middle class and fleecing them. And it's doing. That's what Trump is ushering in. Everybody keeps talking about how, even I talked about how idiotic he is. He's idiotic in the things he says. But that's his shtick. That's his shtick. He is a buffoon, but he enjoys being that buffoon because he gets the attention that he shouldn't be getting. But all the while, he is sowing the seed of future politicians who don't have a plan, who don't know how to get America moving into the 21st century, don't know how to adjust the poverty rate, the education, the abysmal and horrific education system in this country, creating opportunities for every American at every level. They don't have any of those answers, how to address some of the world issues. They don't have any of those issues. They want to run on campaigns like kicking Mexicans and other Latinos out of America. Hell, they're going to say, hey, even black people, they need to go back to Africa. They're going to focus on the LGBTQ community. Oh, they have too many rights. We need to do something about that. Because they know now, because of Donald Trump, there is a large segment of this country that they can tap into. See, everybody is focused on, you know, Hillary, we got to get Hillary to the presidency. That's all that matters. That's all it takes. Well, all the while Trump is sowing the seeds, all the while there is no push to get Democratic, progressive elected officials elected to Congress. None of that is happening. They have not focused on that in more than a year. You know when I just started seeing Democrats actually focus on congressional seats? About 2 weeks ago. Some of you guys may say a week ago. Some of you may say 3 weeks ago. Some of you may say a month ago. That's absolutely pathetic. This was a golden opportunity. I don't care what anybody says that they think that, well, if the Republicans retain the House, they retain Congress and the Senate, you know, they'll work with Hillary. They didn't like Obama. They really didn't like him, but I think they will be willing to work with Hillary Clinton. No, they're not. You say, well, how can you say that, Anthony? They're supporting Donald Trump. Any self-respecting politician, Republican politician calling themselves a Republican would not be standing by Donald Trump. And, of course, lately, all of these politicians have come out of the woodwork and they're distancing themselves. I'm upset what he said. He shouldn't have said that. You know, like John McCain. You know, it's interesting. It makes me laugh, but not in a ha ha way. Like, you know, laugh like really interesting. So you don't support Trump because he said, you know, oh, what he said about women, what he said about grabbing women, you know, by the private parts. That's interesting, because Trump has attacked black people, people of color. He has attacked the disabled. He has attacked the vets. He's attacked women. He's attacked the Easter Bunny. He's attacked Santa Claus. And none of these Republican elected officials, specifically individuals like Senator John McCain, none of these individuals had nothing to say about that. But because he comes out and they find out, he says, hey, grab a woman. Hey, I wanted to grab that woman by the boo. It's like, oh, I'm outraged. Save me. Save the fake outrage, Senator McCain and the rest of you guys. Save it. The bottom line is, you know, Donald Trump, you supported Donald Trump. I mean, this was a golden opportunity. I tell you, the Republicans, I mean, they have become, I used to say, I don't like the Republican Party, but they sure are a little more smarter than Democrats. You know, that was then, this is now. I mean, it is a collection. The Republican Party is a collection of some of the dumbest, most myopic, most ignorant group ever assembled. Because one way they could have saved themselves with this election, when Donald Trump got the nomination, somebody, clearly there was no intelligent, smart person in the room say, look at here, look, this guy is not going to be president. He did win the nomination because look at what we were fielding a bad group of people, you know, Bush, you know, Rubio and Cruz and Christie. So we were fielding a bunch of bad apples. So ultimately he ended up getting the nomination. I mean, almost from start to finish, this guy led the polls for Republicans. That's a first, too. He did something that few Republicans in modern history did, Republican candidates. Running for the Republican nomination, Donald Trump basically led for the year plus that they went back and they campaigned. So Donald Trump led, I would go on record and say, most like 90% of the time he was leading. He had a couple of times where he fell from first to second, but never lower than two. So he was always in it from day one. But my point is, here was that opportunity for the Republican Party to say, listen, we can't endorse this guy. In convention, we got to get somebody else on the ticket. Or if people will say, oh, well, that ain't right, and he won fair and square. We get it. He won fair and square, but no. Absolutely not. We cannot pick this guy to be our candidate. So guess what we're going to do? We're not going to endorse him. Even if the Republican Party itself was Reince Priebus, the leader of the Republican Party, even if he said, hey, we're going to support him no matter what. Here was John McCain and all the other Republicans to basically join in unison. I mean, the same people that sat and met President Obama had won the night of his inauguration party. They sat, the McConnells and you know, all these other guys got together, met at a restaurant, and said, "Whatever we do, we got to make sure this guy's a one-term president. We're not going to support nothing that he puts out." Somebody said, yeah, Senator McConnell, but I got a feeling that I don't like the president. I don't like this guy, but if he's putting stuff out that's going to benefit Americans, you sure you want to go against the grain on that? I mean, he'll put stuff out that's going to help Americans." And McConnell comes back and says, "What part of we're not going to support him with anything didn't you get?" Here was John McCain's opportunity and all these other Republicans to meet somewhere and say, look here, he got denied, but we sure as hell not going to support him. okay? John, you're one of the ranking senators for the Republican Party. You know, you'll lead this. You'll spearhead this. You'll go before the, you know, we'll be behind you, and you just speak. Listen, we don't think that Donald Trump can lead this country. We know he won the nomination, and hell, we wish him well, but we will not be supporting him. We will not be endorsing him. We might not be endorsing Hillary Clinton, but we sure as hell cannot endorse this man. Sayonara. And sit it out. Wait. Try your luck again in 4 years. Say, hey. And this time we got 4 years to do our homework and get legitimate people to run. So if Secretary Clinton, Hillary Clinton wins, and we can get the House, we can hijack it like we tried to do with President Obama. Because let me make this crystal clear, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody keeps talking about Hillary Clinton this, and she's the most qualified person in the world. She's more qualified than Donald Trump, than anybody. Derek Hill was on the show a couple of weeks ago, you know, like I said, you know, a ham sandwich, a broomstick is more qualified than Donald Trump. So you can't make that comparison saying Hillary Clinton is more qualified than Donald Trump. Yeah, she's more. She surpasses him at every level. But like I said, a broomstick, a ham sandwich would do that as well. Here's the thing. If the Republicans retain Congress, I said this from day one and I stand by it, Hillary Clinton may be a smart individual, but she is not there's only three presidents for me that stand out that I consider to be were the most cerebral presidents of all time: Abraham Lincoln, Theodore Roosevelt, and the current president, President Obama. Okay? Lincoln was fighting against a Democratic Party that fought him every which way. And because he was such a cerebral individual, as president, he was able to use that magnificent gift. I consider it a magnificent gift to get things done. I don't think Hillary Clinton. I'm not going to say I don't think she's not cerebral, because for someone to be cerebral, it's an anomaly, meaning that rarely do you see it. That's why when you do see it, for those of us who know what it means, we're kind of in awe. And I think this current president, did that. She's not going to be able to maneuver and do these cerebral things to get things done. And contrary to popular belief, Republicans hate President Obama. I say the Republicans hate Obama, but they loathe the Clintons. They loathe the Clintons. Now, the Republicans might not loathe Hillary Clinton as much as her husband, but he'll do in a bind. So she's not going to be able to get a lot done with a Republican Congress. So, you know, I know a lot of people want to live in fantasy world thinking, because they really want Hillary Clinton to win, thinking that she's going to come in and do something that President Obama wasn't able to do. That's not going to happen. As a matter of fact, I believe she'll win the presidency, because, again, a ham sandwich could beat this guy. She will not accomplish more than President Obama was able to accomplish if the Republicans retain the House. If they retain Congress, she's not going to get a lot done. It's unfortunate the way this presidential election has unfolded. You know, this could have been a really slam dunk for the Democrats this year. I think it could have brought the party somewhat together. But whether Hillary Clinton wins, you know, or not, which again I believe she's going to, you know, it's a no-brainer. She will not have the support of the majority of the Americans in this country. You know, I get tired of hearing people who support Hillary Clinton say, "Well, the reason why, you know, people keep believing that she's not trusted, because it's the Republicans. They've been hating the Clintons for 25 years. They spent $500 million. okay, I would really like to see know where they got that, the quote that they spent $5 million on hating her. But so in essence, what those supporters are saying is that, that the other Americans who not don't hate her, but simply have no don't trust her. They're Republicans too. Progressives who say we just don't trust her. We must be progressive. Democrats who are tired of the established Democratic Party doing absolutely nothing, who say we don't trust her either. Everybody's a Republican. It's all it's only the Republicans. That's not based in reality. And I get it. You know, I get it. But the reality is that Secretary Clinton will become president with a great deal of controversy, and I believe that controversy is going to continue. Here's the thing about this, too, ladies and gentlemen. This media, this this American joke calling itself the media, they're going to turn on Hillary the same way that they turned on Trump, because we all know that Trump should have been outed for the person that he is a year more than a year ago. But the media did not, the American media would not out him. They would not put this information out. All of a sudden, you know, 30-plus days before the election, this videotape come out. Ladies and gentlemen, come on. Even if you support Hillary Clinton, you have to begin to say, the media, the American media is a joke. So the American media is now realizing that, you know, let's just work hard to get Hillary in. But ladies and gentlemen, once they get her in, I guarantee they're going to turn on her too. They're going to start really, they're going to revisit those emails. They're going to start attacking her on that. They're going to attack her on the WikiLeaks. A lot of people, her supporters, are saying the WikiLeaks are fake. They're not real. It's like it's interesting that the WikiLeaks are fake and not and real and not real when it's your candidate that they're outing. But when those WikiLeaks come out and say something about Trump, it's the gospel. You see, the hypocrisy with this election has been horrendous. It's been sad. It's been absolutely sad. We could be a better nation than this, and this should have been a much better presidential election, but it's not. It is, in my opinion, and I think the presidential historians will actually sit down and realize that, yeah, this is one of the worst of all time. Thank you for tuning in to the Anthony Johnson Show tonight. As always, I appreciate your support. I close tonight's show for this edition of We Can Be the Outcome. One question all the presidential candidates should have been asked repeatedly throughout the campaign, but were not, is, specifically as president, how will you address America's archaic and abysmal school system? It hurts me to my heart how America was once the world standard of education, but now has been the absolute worst. Canada, like other nations, not America, education systems are thriving and producing society shapers. There are third world nations, ladies and gentlemen, whose education systems that's doing better than America's. What we are witnessing in this country is a concerted effort, the majority of our children, but adults as well, ignorant and downright stupid. And sadly, though, the aforementioned doesn't care. Just keep them entertained, and they are as content as a pig in mud. Good night.